Our guest today, the Little Willies, feature Lee Alexander on bass, Nora Jones on vocals, along with Richard Julian and Dan Reiser on drums and Jim Campolongo on guitar. Formed back in 2003 and released their first album in 2006, it is easy to describe them as a country music bar band side project for all the members involved. They just released their second album for the Good Times, and today the two singers, Richard Julian and Nora Jones, join us to talk about the album and to listen to some live performances that the band recorded on stage at World Cafe Live in October of last year. I started out by asking them if they remember the actual beginning of the Little Willies.
I kind of forgot.
Well, I'm not the right person to ask either, because I was the last person to join. But Nora and Jim
and Lee.
And Lee, I think, talked about that band for a pretty long time.
Yeah, well, when I first met Jim through Lee, we did a few gigs together where I was singing old Patsy Cline songs, and we'd throw in some country songs here and there, of songs, just stuff we liked. And then we decided we wanted to start playing, doing like more of a country band together.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember how it finally happened.
I think there was a loose idea that there was an appreciation for Willie Nelson's compositions, not just Willie singing and guitar playing, but the stuff that he writes.
And also chooses.
Yeah, and chooses. And so it was going to be that stuff. But then I remember I was doing a Waylon Jennings song with you in the studio. You were doing a tribute album. And then you asked me, you said, I'm going to play some country tunes at the living room. Why don't you come sing this song? And then I got up and sang, and then we liked that too. And so
yeah,
I just joined the band. That was
We didn't really have a band yet. We were just kind of playing. And then
we decided,
oh, let's have a Willie Nelson cover band and call the Little Willies like a bar band. And it was, at the time, my second record was about to come out. And I was totally crazy. And I just needed to play in a bar with my friends and not be crazy, you know?
I think everybody was happy to do that, too.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was just like no one had to be the leader or had to like...
Yeah.
You know, going to Hawk to do it.
And the whole point of this band was to just go in and play and have fun and have a few drinks or, you know, a few laughs, and not to like start some band and we were going to try to do something. And, you know, we didn't even know we were going to make a record at that point. It wasn't on our to-do list, but it just kind of all happened naturally, which was nice.
And yet you've ended up with a very kind of a distinctive sound, and some of your versions of things, going back to that first album, like your version of Roly Poly and things, just really stood out as being really really kind of wonderful. But let's talk about Willie. Let's talk about Willie Nelson, because there is a Willie Nelson song here that I just wanted to talk about, because I am not familiar with it, and it's Permanently Lonely. Nora, what do you know about this?
Oh, I love that song. I've listened to that song since... That demo session, Crazy, the demo sessions came out a long time ago, and it's probably one of my favorite albums.
I think that the recorded version that the studio version he did was on Always On My Mind, too.
I don't know that.
I had that tune in the house growing up. I know my mom was checking it out, and I know she had that album. It's almost like classical music or something, the way that it's constructed.
It's one of my favorite tunes, I think.
Well, we're going to get to some live performances in a bit, but I love this. I wanted to play it from the album. This is a version of Permanently Lonely, The Little Willies.
Don't be concerned, for it's time I learned. Those who play with fire get burned. I'll be all right in a little while. You'll be permanently lonely. Don't be too quick to pity me. Don't salve my heart with sympathy. I'll be all right in a little while, in a little while. You'll be permanently lonely. The world looks on in wonder and pity at your kind, for it knows future is not very pretty for your kind. For your kind will always be running, wondering what happened to hearts you've broken and left all alone. We'll be all right in a little while. You'll be permanently lonely, running lonely.
Willie's tune, Willie Nelson's tune, Permanently Lonely, from the Little Willies, who, as we heard, were inspired by Mr. Nelson to form. You talked about listening to that. I'm curious, Nora, about, because you are the Texan in the band, so you know, mm-hmm. you carry a lot of the country music heritage within you. And was country a big part of what you your vocabulary growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up going to visit my grandparents in Oklahoma, and that's all they played. My mom loved country music, and I just remember thinking, because I was in Texas, you know, rejecting modern country music, and like, oh, I don't listen to country music, because at that time, country music was a different thing.
Right.
In junior high, it was different than Hank Williams and Willie Nelson, but then I still went home and listened to Hank Williams and Willie Nelson, you know. But definitely part of my vocabulary. But I wouldn't even say I'm the most country of this group. Like, I mean, Richard grew up pure country. His mom is
that's
Southern.
All we listened to in the house. That
really?
And my dad played Gregorian chant. Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't count.
That was it. My mom played. I saw Willie, Emmy Lou. I saw Emmy Lou up at Valley Forge probably about, you know, half a dozen times with my mom.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson. We'd go hear Jimmy Martin out at these like bluegrass festivals. My mom's out there with an umbrella. You know,
yeah.
She's hardcore.
Yeah. Lee's dad's a Southerner and country music fan. And Jim, I mean, when I met Jim Campolongo 10, 11 years ago, I remember saying to Lee, wow, that guy's like a real live cowboy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy wears cowboy boots in the house with his sweatpants, you
yeah.
know? Like Jim is probably the most country in a
he's
way.
He's the most studied one with it, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, which is funny, because I don't think he grew up with it. He's from San Francisco. I don't think his parents listened to any of that stuff in the house.
Really?
But he checked it out. He found
it somehow.
Sure seems
like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
He's like
a real cowboy or something.
Jim is his own country, I guess.
We're talking with Richard Julian and Nora Jones about the latest Little Willies album, For the Good Times, and I wanted to get to a performance here. Now, there was a time when I was growing up that I was just so into trucker tunes, and I'm assuming that was part of your background too, Richard, because you do Diesel Smoke on here, Diesel Smoke and Dangerous Curves.
Well, actually, trucker tunes wasn't, my mom didn't listen to trucker stuff. My mom was always more into like Christofferson or kind of more sort of, you know, literate, you know, songwriter types, you know, Hank Williams, all this stuff. But Jim, I think Diesel Smoke we did because we loved the guitar part on it. And Jim really wanted to play that guitar part. And I kind of acquiesced because I don't really feel like the kind of person that can deliver a trucker song, you know. I don't feel like a truck driving kind of guy. And I don't think anyone would interpret it that way. But we kind of moved on with trepidation on that one, but we got a track we really like.
Diesel Smoke and Dangerous Curves.
Diesel smoke, hairpin turns, ain't no joke. Diesel smoke.
Dangerous curve.
I was out last night drinking beer with the guys, got an aching head and bloodshot eyes. I lit up with a pretty little dame, I didn't even know her name. Diesel stage. She's got the coffee already made. I've got to keep my eyes upon the road. I'm coming down the hill with a heavy load of diesel smoke.
Dangerous curves.
Well, I must have closed my eyes for a while, because here I am and I'm running wild. I burned my brakes, stripped my gears. Gonna have to ride her down. I fear diesel smoke. I'm already gone. I got myself into this fix, all because I tried to mix a diesel smoke.
Dangerous code.
Diesel smoke.
Dangerous code. Dangerous codes.
Live from the stage of World Cafe Live during our recent tribute concerts, the Little Willies and that version of Diesel Smoke, Dangerous Curves, with Jim Campolongo, who certainly knows his way around a Telecaster and much else. That's a great, great tune. Now, one of the things that was kind of surprising to me, and Nora, I'd like to get your thinking on this, is you decided to do Jolene, which is a song that is so definitive to Dolly Parton, and yet a lot of people end up covering it. You just always wanted to do Jolene?
No, not really. I just always loved that song. And it's one of those songs we threw in live a few times because it just sounded fun. And I can't get over how much people love that song every time we play it, even when we don't play it the way I feel like... Because that's a hard one. The way we do it is super vibey and floaty, and that's a hard thing to nail every time.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's more about the vibe than it is about just playing your parts right.
Right.
And so it was also a hard one to record for that reason, but I don't know. We've been playing that song 8 years, and people love it every time. And
it's an amazing song.
You know, I know people have covered it. I know it's so, her version is so definitive, but I don't care because everybody loves it when we play it, so it doesn't like make me nervous to do it. You know, if people came up to us afterwards and said, "Wow, well that takes guts to cover that song," then I probably wouldn't play it anymore. But they don't. They come up and they go, "Oh my God, when you sing Jolene, it makes me so happy." So it made me happy to record it, and it's such a great song.
I always love the point of view of that song. I don't know another song like it, you know, where she's, I mean,
so
what
good.
She's saying to the other woman is just amazing. It's
very
so brave,
deep
too.
And
yeah.
And also very, it's amazing.
I think that's one reason why everybody covers it, because I think that message, and that, as you say, that point of view is really unusual.
It's unusual, and it's also a really haunting melody, I think.
And everyone's felt that. That's the thing. It's like this obvious human emotion that's there, and she and no one ever wrote about it or something, or nothing. I can't think of a song that's like that. That's like big. There's songs where people are like, "If you touch my man, you're gonna get in trouble or something."
I always say when we do Jolene and then we'll do Fist City, I'm like, "Okay, here's Loretta Lynn's version of Jolene."
Yeah, she's
just
like, "I'm gonna kick your ass."
Yeah,
you know?
Basically.
But yeah, she's like very, very vulnerable and you know, pretty much begging the woman, and even admitting that she thinks that she's probably more, you know, she's qualified.
More qualified.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm not coming up with the right words. I'm not doing as good as Dolly Parton, that's for sure.
That's a fun one, though.
Well, this is Jolene.
Because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when it calls your name, Jolene. And I could easily understand, or you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my name. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Jolene, I love the way you described that as your floaty version of it. It's really, really nice. Jolene from Little Willie's, their version of
Sometimes it's floatier than others.
Yeah, actually. I think I was floating a little too much the last time we
All
did
right.
that.
All right, don't
yeah.
tell them.
Okay.
Little Willie's are our guests today. We're talking with Richard Julian and Nora Jones about making this second album for the Good Times. And yeah, you talked about the difficulty of getting together and playing live, but had a chance to play at the Ryman. Wow, that's a long way from the living room in New York City. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we're really excited to do the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
I played at the Ryman once with Nora on a show that she did there, and I just loved the energy in that place and backstage, all the photographs and everything. But I never did the Grand Ole, like the actual Opry.
Yeah,
and I don't think
neither.
Nora has either. Yeah,
no.
So
that's got to be something to look forward to. You also do a really, really nice version of, speaking of the Opry, the song that they stopped the Opry for when Hank Williams did it the first time, the Lovesick Blues. And you kind of went a different direction in this one. Really nice. How did this evolve in the studio?
Well, we kind of just have done this song since we started playing.
Yeah.
And I think we might have even recorded it for the last record, but it's another one of those vibey tunes where you either get it or you don't.
Right.
Like, recording-wise, it's not like you can labor over it too much.
You have to. Sometimes, one thing I love about playing with this particular group of musicians is that everybody's willing to take risks with the tempo and the time, and especially in singing with Nora. And on that particular track, we kind of sort of choke the rhythm a little bit and get slow, and then it kind of speeds up, and everybody just has to feel where that is. And we do that on For the Good Times, too. We do that on a few tunes, and I enjoy the tension of trying to capture that. But in the studio, that can be a hard thing. You have to just keep doing it until it's like, okay, that one sounds
right. Yeah, and the thing, if you do these songs too much, they lose their specialness, because that's not what... It's like we're covering these songs.
Yeah.
We love these songs. It needs to sound kind of natural because that's how it is. That's
exactly
how we are as a band. And so, but we did get it for this album.
Yeah.
Which was great.
This is Lovesick Blues.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit inside. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Oh, Lord, I thought I would die. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me, sweet dad. Such a beautiful dream. Hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. And I'm nobody's sugar daddy.
sunset blue.
Little Willie's really nice version of Lovesick Blues live from our World Cafe tribute concert last October. New album for the good times. And thanks to Richard Julian and Nora Jones for stopping by. Little Willie's our guest today here on the World Cafe.